Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So on today's show, I have Molly Repecky, and she's joining me. She is a nutrition intern from Marywood University. And today we're going to talk about something fun. We're going to talk about back-to-school nutrition tips with a real focus on lunches. So good morning, Molly.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited that you're here today and that you're willing to do this show. So, you know, can you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself, you know, as a nutrition intern?
Yeah, definitely. So as a nutrition intern, I get the opportunity to experience so many different areas of nutrition. So community nutrition, clinical nutrition, different areas where I get to meet so many different people and learn a bunch of different skills. So currently I'm in my community nutrition rotation here at Wayne Memorial Hospital with Carol as my preceptor.
Great. Yeah. And for those of you that may not know, I'm also a registered dietitian. So that's why it's exciting to get nutrition interns from Marywood University, because that's where I did my internship many, many years ago. We won't talk about that. So Molly, how has your experience been here at Wayne Memorial so far?
So far at Wayne Memorial, it has been super exciting and definitely really eye-opening. It's been really fun to see, meet, and interact with such a wide range of people, organizations, and teams. And everybody's just dedicated to bettering the health of the community. So Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne County itself are just filled with passion and energy for the community, which has been super fun to be a part of for this period of time.
Right. I always say Wayne County is just an awesome place to live. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
And again, like I, you know, you're from Lackawanna County area,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But to bring you in here and to see what services we have and what we do as a community, it's eye-opening, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fun. And you get to meet great people.
We have
great
people. Yes, so many people, so many great things going on.
Not like Lackawanna doesn't have that, but, you know, I'm going to tout Wayne County. Yeah. Because that's where we're from, right? Or I am. So I know that, you know, summer's not over. Yes, we do not want to rush summer. We still have a couple of weeks yet. But unfortunately, school is right around the corner. All those class lists are coming out. But do you agree that it's never too early to focus on nutrition and healthy eating? What do you think about that?
Yeah, definitely. Something I'm very passionate about is encouraging people to find a love for food, both for how it tastes and how it fuels our bodies. So with school coming up soon, it's a great time to start learning new things, trying new things, and getting into a good routine to set the school year up for success.
Right, right. I mean, we do. We want all of our children and young adults to definitely succeed. As a nutrition expert, which you are, you're getting there, right? We always talk about the importance of breakfast, right?
Yep.
But how important is it for children, even adolescents, right, to eat a healthy, nutritious lunch? Can you explain why lunch really does matter?
Yeah, and even for adults too. So we hear a lot about how breakfast is a super important part of the day for many reasons, but lunch is just as important, especially for those kids that are in school all day. So as much as it seems like kids are just kind of sitting down for most of the day in school, this doesn't mean that they don't need proper fuel. So there are many different properties of a balanced lunch that are very important for keeping kids' bodies and minds working. And lunch plays a huge role in children's school performance, academic performance, their energy levels, their physical growth, immune function, and just overall mental and physical health.
Right. I mean, it is, fuel is just so important for everyone, like you said, you know, children and adults, and how important it is to eat healthy. So you mentioned balanced meals and some important food groups, right?
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit more about the food groups? Because that's changed over the years as well, right?
Yeah, the My Plate breakdown yes. has been changing.
Mm-hmm.
But so a balanced meal just means incorporating all of the food groups to make sure that we're getting everything that our bodies need. So some of these groups are proteins and whole grains, fruits and vegetables, dairy, and healthy fats are all crucial parts of our diets that we should be getting in pretty much every meal.
Mm-hmm.
So the proteins and whole grains, they give us long-lasting energy, and it also helps to keep kids alert and active throughout the whole day. And protein also helps us build our muscles, and grains provide fiber, vitamins, minerals, things that are really important to keep the kids going throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And fruits and vegetables, I know we hear a lot about that, but they're excellent sources of vitamins and minerals, fiber, and they're delicious.
They are. And you know, I know we got like one or two more food groups to still mention about, but with the fruits and the vegetables, I know some people are like, oh, fruits have tons of sugar in it, but it's a natural sugar.
It's a natural sugar, and we need sugar to fuel our brains. Right. You know, our brains need it to be able to function. So, mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And like all those vitamins and nutrients that are in those fruits and vegetables,
yep.
Right?
Yep, fruits and vegetables are great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then what other groups do we need to touch on?
Well, dairy, especially for kids. So dairy has calcium and vitamin D, and those two things work together to help keep our bones super strong and healthy and some other functions in the body. But dairy is definitely very important. And healthy fats, that's another myth I would like to debunk, that fats are bad, but fats play a huge role in the body, and they mm-hmm. give us vitamin E, and they're our most long-lasting source of energy, so that's what's going to keep us energized and healthy throughout the whole day.
Right, and we could probably do a whole show about types of fat and healthy fats, right, yeah. And all that stuff. Yep. That'll be for another time. We'll focus on that when you come back for your clinical rotation back in February and March of 2025. We don't even go there yet, so... can you give us some examples of like foods that may fall in each one of those food groups?
Yeah, so protein, I think a lot of people when they hear protein, they think meat, so turkey slices, grilled chicken. But protein is also in hard-boiled eggs, tuna salad, hummus, or even a peanut butter or nut butter sandwich. And these things are not only high in protein, but they're super easy to prepare and pack. And as for whole grains, pretty much any grain product you can get in a whole grain or whole wheat version. So breads, rice, crackers, and wraps, or quinoa are all great options that you can get in whole grain or whole wheat. Fruits and vegetables, you want to aim to eat as many of the colors of the rainbow as you possibly mm-hmm. can. And so cherry tomatoes, cucumber slices, bell peppers, apple slices, berries, and grapes. These, you can even make them fun for the kids by cutting them into shapes and pairing them with a dip. And dairy. So this can be not just milk, but a slice of cheese or a small container of yogurt. These options not only add calcium, but they also contain protein and other nutrients. As for healthy fats, these can be avocado slices, a small handful of nuts or seeds, and even just a simple drizzle of olive oil over a salad or any other meals that you're preparing can provide the body with these essential fats. And also, again, nut butters on whole grain crackers or fruit are another easy option to get these healthy fats in.
Mm-hmm.
And just to remember, it's just as important to include things like cookies and pudding and chocolate and gummies for kids to grow up knowing that all foods can fit into the diet. And mm-hmm. as long as they're getting everything they need, they can still eat those
little snack foods, right? Yep. That we call them, yeah. Little treats and stuff, yeah. Like that.
So that they're not dreading lunchtime. You know, they can still eat what they want as long as they're exactly. getting everything they need.
And I'm so glad you brought up that fact of moderation. Moderation mm-hmm. is definitely a key. When we talk about, you know, even counsel, you know, any individuals on nutrition and healthy eating, moderation is the key. Yep. I mean, we don't expect everyone to eliminate every single what we call bad food, because mm-hmm. we don't look at food as bad.
Yep.
Right? It's, you know, moderation.
That could be another podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, so great, great examples, Molly, that you're sharing with our listeners today. Do you have any tips for parents, especially those busy ones that are out there, right?
Yeah, so I know it seems like healthy eating is a task that takes a lot of time and energy, and it kind of just seems like a burden. But there are quick and easy, simple ways that you can help give your kids balanced meals without adding extra stress to your own plate. So one of the most recommended thing would be planning and prepping meals. So not exactly making all of your meals in advance, but even just planning them out and jotting down some ideas in a calendar. If you just set aside a few minutes on the weekend to write down a weekly menu of what you're going to pack for your kids' lunches, this just saves you so much time in the morning when you're scrambling and trying mm-hmm. to put together things. So it's great to look online for some recipe ideas and then look at what you have at home in your kitchen and just piece together some ideas and write that down. And you can also prep some things ahead of time. So this can be cutting up some vegetables, putting crackers in sandwich bags, little things like that, so they're easy to throw in the kids' lunchbox in the morning. And also what's super important in this process is having your kids help out with this. It not only helps you out, but it encourages the kids to eat what's packed in their lunch. It gives them more of a choice as to what they're eating, so they can choose between options. And this just helps keep them excited for meals.
Right, exactly. I did many years ago a program in the schools with the CTC program, after school program. So it was like fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. And we got to, I got to bring them into the kitchen and make snacks. Unbelievable the response that I got from these kids. I mean, that was many, many years ago when I was in nutrition services. And I still remember, you know, the students that participated and how excited they were to, you know, cut up some vegetables and learn how to make a healthy snack and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
It's so important. And also, like, you know, when you talk about meal planning and planning ahead, you know, that's a time where you can actually buy food that may be on sale as well, right? Because it, you know, can be cost effective or can be expensive. So, right, that's something they can do as well.
Yep. So even if you buy something in, I guess, bulk, you could say, you could get a large pack of chicken and grill it or bake it in the oven and keep it refrigerated for the week and use that for different recipes throughout the week. You can make a bunch of pasta salad Sunday night and keep it in the fridge and split it up throughout the week. All of those things that can help just save you time in those mornings.
Right, right, exactly. So, you know, we talked about lunches. Do you have any creative lunch ideas that you can share with our listeners?
Oh, I certainly do. I could definitely go on all day. one thing, leftovers for lunch. Really, if you have something that you made for family dinner the night before, throw it in a container, like spaghetti and meat sauce. Throw that in a container with a granola bar and some fruit on the side, and you have a super balanced meal. Even like a breakfast for lunch idea, I think kids love. So you can use frozen pancakes or waffles or make your own, throw them in a container, give them a side of yogurt with some berries. Or, oh, I love DIY Lunchables. So you can make those mini little pizzas. You can get whole grain English muffins, throw some tomato marinara sauce on there with some grated mozzarella cheese, and throw some veggies on top. So peppers and mushrooms, throw those veggies in, and you've got little mini pizza Lunchables.
Yes.
And of course, sandwiches and wraps. These are so easy to just fit whatever you want to in there, and you can pack it full of veggies, full of protein. And bonus points if you put it on a whole grain tortilla or a whole grain bread with some mayo for healthy fats or dressing. And also just sneaking fruits and vegetables into things, like if you make mac and cheese, putting some broccoli in there or peppers and spinach inside a quesadilla or smoothies. You can put vegetables in your scrambled eggs, anything like that. Just sticking things in to make sure you're getting more of those food groups in one meal.
Right, right. And now is a great time. You know, we're in the midst of our growing season, right, with fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables. Now is the time to maybe pick something up at the farmer's market or your local grocery store and cut them up and let your kids try that, right? Instead of waiting until that lunch, you know, school time comes and throws it in lunch.
Yes.
That's really important to do.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, if they don't like it the first time, you need to try it at least three or four more times, right?
Not necessarily force it on them, but just expose them to it and give them that choice and that autonomy to choose what they would like to eat.
Right. And as adults, I think we also form role models for our kids and what they eat. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I definitely agree. Yeah, I went the longest time not eating Brussels sprouts because everybody just says, you know, you would always hear people complaining about Brussels sprouts. And then I tried one at 20 years into life, and I thought, oh, wow, these are actually kind of good.
Right.
But I would never eat it because I just went along with what everybody else said.
Yes, yes. I have to, you know, say my son, who now is much older and on his own, he was a very picky eater. But, you know, it was like you eat what's prepared, not forced, right? And if you don't, then that's your choice. You know, no options really. But as he grew older, he tried the different things and he realized he liked it. Now he'll eat just about anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important, again, to just encourage, not force, again, encourage those healthy eating habits for our young people.
Yep. And help them find their love for food and not feel like it's a burden.
Right. And that's the thing, is to have that healthy connection with food. I think that's kind of what we look at now as nutrition experts, right?
Yeah.
Is to feel comfortable with eating and have that good relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Molly, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And I look forward, you know, we're gonna do another show next year when you do clinical,
of
right?
Course, yeah.
Oh, so again, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Carol Kanier. I want to thank you for listening today. If you missed a show, you can always go on our website at WMH.org and search HealthWorks and feel free to listen to past shows as well. I want to thank you and have a great day.